Good morning, Jamie, with a quick update on Invinciano, who seems to have pulled up well from yesterday's breakthrough victory. She ate up. Jo's happy with her condition and soundness this morning. Now, obviously, we'll know more in coming days when she's ridden, and we'll work out what we're going to do with her then. But, gee, what a pleasing win, eh? She's been desperately unlucky at her last couple, and it would have been cruel if she'd got through this prep without winning. But it was a really good performance, I thought, because she still did things wrong. J4 didn't want to take any chances and allowed her to slide forward outside the leader early in the race. And whilst she settled in the first few hundred, Wenny then, which he admitted post-race, decided to have a crack for the lead and then grabbed hold. It got her over-racing a bit, and she over-raced for a full 200 metres. So then to put that field away in the manner in which she did over the final 100 metres was very pleasing. It showed a real sort of application to the task, which you always doubt with maidens until they reveal it. I mean, she'd been desperately unlucky at the last couple. So to see her break through yesterday was a terrific result. She looked an absolute picture. And another pleasing aspect is how she's conducting herself pre-race. It's a different horse walking around the parade ring, behind the gates, in the gates themselves. She's come a long way, this preparation, in just three runs. But it's been through a lot of hard work from the staff. I've been concerned about her temperament early in the prep, but she's, what's the old-fashioned saying? Come solid, it would seem. So all of a sudden we have a beautifully bred filly with some sort of future and the scope to run a lot further, I would think, particularly when she learns to relax and conserve energy in her races. A mother needed a mile, and there's no reason this girl won't run that later on. But first things first, we'll see how she does in coming days before Joe determines what he's going to do with her. But I think we've got a pretty handy mare. Well, she'll be a mare in a couple of months on our hands. Thank you.